This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The threat of polio is rising fast in Gaza, prompting aid groups to call for an urgent pause in the war so they can ramp up vaccinations and head off a full-blown outbreak. The Palestinian Minister of Health, Majed Abu Ramadan, said on Saturday the ministry had detected the first confirmed date of polio in the Gaza Strip.
We declared today that there have been a case of active poliomyelitis recorded in Gaza Strip.
The patient, a 10-month-old baby in the city of Deir Abalah, who had not received the necessary polio vaccination dose. He urged the international community to demand a ceasefire.
On this occasion, I urge all the international community and all those who control what happens in the world, first, to stop this severe war on Gaza. The destruction should stop now. Ceasefire should be implied now.
At least 95% vaccination coverage will be needed during each of the two rounds of the campaign to prevent polio spread. Fighters from Sudan's paramilitary group have rampaged through a central village, looting and burning and killing at least 85 people, including women and children. The latest atrocity in the country's 18-month conflict was reported Saturday by authorities and residents. The paramilitary rapid support forces began attacking Galgani in the central province of Sennar late in July. Sudan's foreign ministry says they opened fire on unarmed residents on Thursday after they resisted attempts to abduct and sexually assault women and girls. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.